USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Tension grows between the U.S. and Iran as the military in that country shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace. President Trump calls the move a big mistake.
I have a feeling, I may be wrong and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
He meets with members of Congress and military leaders to discuss this situation at the White House, the Pentagon calling the attack unprovoked. In a 7-2 opinion, the Supreme Court rules a World War I Peace Cross memorial can stay on public land in Maryland. The Bladensburg Cross has been on the property honoring veterans for almost 100 years. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the two dissenting votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
What in the world is going on in the Dominican Republic, where American tourists are dying on vacation? The cause of these mysterious deaths still not known, but FBI agents reportedly looking into it. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The FBI is reportedly analyzing alcohol samples from at least one minibar at one of the resorts in the Dominican Republic to see if the hotel booze is in fact to blame for the country's recent string of tourist deaths. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams says what he'd be doing if he were in charge of this investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
To date, at least 9 people have died there on vacation, dozens more getting sick. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans weighing in on what they want in a revived U.S. space program. Details now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
The poll finds the majority of Americans want a space program that would focus on potential asteroid impacts and other scientific research rather than sending humans back to the moon or onto Mars. The poll from the Associated Press, released a month before the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, lists asteroid and comet monitoring as the number one desired objective for the program. About two-thirds of Americans call it very or extremely important. The poll is coming out as the White House is pushing to get astronauts back on the moon. Only a quarter of Americans say moon or Mars exploration by astronauts should be among the space program's priorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A lawsuit filed in Connecticut involving transgender students in school sports programs.
Three high school track stars are suing because the state is allowing transgender girls who are still physically boys to compete against other high school girls. The three girls say this policy has cost them top finishes in several events and possibly college scholarships. Elias Defending Freedom is defending the athletes in a complaint filed with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. At least 17 states allow transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.